A beginner's guide to supercapacitors. Are you ready to delve into the dynamic world of supercapacitors? Or have you heard the term mentioned and are curious to learn more? Well, this article will get you started on the right track. With their impressive energy storage capabilities and rapid charge and discharge rates, supercapacitors are causing some stirs in various industries. Whether you're an engineer, a tech enthusiast, or just a curious bloke, this beginner's guide to supercapacitors will give you a solid grasp of these powerful devices. What is a supercapacitor? In layman's terms, a supercapacitor, also known as an ultracapacitor, is a high-capacity capacitor which bridges the gap between electrolytic capacitors and rechargeable batteries. They can store a tremendous amount of energy and can charge and discharge much quicker than traditional batteries. This makes them perfect for applications that require swift bursts of energy. Unlike batteries, which generate electricity through chemical reactions, supercapacitors store energy physically in an electric field. This means they can endure millions of charge and discharge cycles, significantly outlasting their battery counterparts. How do supercapacitors work? At the heart of a supercapacitor, you'll find two metal plates coated with a porous material, typically activated carbon. These plates are immersed in an electrolyte and separated by an insulator. When voltage is applied, positive and negative charges build up on the surfaces of each plate. The insulator, a separator, prevents the charges from directly interacting, creating an electric field and storing energy. The special sauce in supercapacitors is the porous material coating the plates. This material massively increases the surface area available for charge storage. It's like magically turning a small paddock into a vast outback without changing the footprint. Why are supercapacitors important? Supercapacitors are shaping the future of energy storage, and for good reason. Here are some of their standout attributes. Speedy charge and discharge. Unlike traditional batteries, supercapacitors can charge and discharge in seconds or minutes. This makes them ideal for applications that require instant power, like jump-starting a car or regenerative braking systems in electric vehicles. Long lifespan. Supercapacitors have an exceptional lifespan due to their physical energy storage method. They can withstand millions of charge and discharge cycles without significant degradation. Wide temperature range. Supercapacitors can operate in a broad temperature range, making them suitable for harsh or extreme conditions where standard batteries would falter. Advantages, disadvantages. Edit. Advantages, disadvantages. High power density. Supercapacitors can store a lot of energy for their size, making them ideal for applications that require high power bursts, such as electric vehicles and renewable energy systems. Fast charging and discharging. Supercapacitors can be charged and discharged quickly, making them ideal for applications requiring rapid response, such as power tools and industrial equipment. Fast charging and discharging. Supercapacitors can be charged and discharged very quickly, making them ideal for applications requiring rapid response, such as power tools and industrial equipment. High cost. Supercapacitors are more expensive than traditional batteries. Long life. Supercapacitors have a long life, lasting for many years even when used heavily. Low energy density. Supercapacitors have a lower energy density than traditional batteries, meaning they can store less energy for their size. Current and future applications. Supercapacitors are already being used in a variety of applications. The automotive industry uses them for regenerative braking, energy recovery, and power delivery in hybrid and electric vehicles. Electronics are used for short-term power backup and to deliver high power bursts for wireless transmission. Looking towards the future, we could see supercapacitors powering electric buses, trams, and trains, or becoming crucial in renewable energy storage systems. They might also revolutionize mobile phones, enabling a full charge in seconds. Potential future applications. Grid-scale energy storage. Supercapacitors could store energy from renewable sources, such as solar and wind power, and then release it back into the grid when needed. This could help to reduce our reliance on fossil fuels and make our energy system more reliable. Microgrids. Supercapacitors could be used to create microgrids, which are small, self-contained power systems that can operate independently of the main grid. This could be useful in remote areas or during power outages. Vehicle-to-grid, V2G technology. Supercapacitors could be used in V2G technology, which allows electric vehicles to store energy and then sell it back to the grid when needed. This could help to balance the grid and reduce peak demand. Personal electronics. Supercapacitors could power a wide range of personal electronics, such as smartphones, laptops, and wearable devices. This could help to reduce our reliance on batteries and make our devices more portable. Conclusion. In conclusion, supercapacitors are an exciting technology with vast potential across many sectors. Their ability to quickly store and release energy and outstanding durability make them a standout in energy storage. So, whether you're just dipping your toes in or ready to dive deep, there's no better time to learn about supercapacitors. After all, they could be powering your world before you know it. For more information and resources such as code snippets, diagrams, videos, images, tables, and graphs, head to phippselectronics.com and look up the blog article titled A Beginner's Guide to Supercapacitors. Phipps Electronics is an Australian online electronics retailer offering thousands of products. Have a browse today at phippselectronics.com.